Ooh.
Should we try and harmonize?
Yeah. Are you really going to use this at the start?
Yeah,
this
well, that's the intro.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do a proper intro, though, you know?
I like that.
Yeah, all right. Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Joe Coy to my Billy Crystal.
Oh, wow.
Capper.
Whoa, what is it with Bobby, huh? Yeah, fake titties.
What are they doing?
What's the Bobby reference?
You know, Bobby, I saw it on some feminist Instagram thing last night. It's like Joe Coy was...
All right, mate.
Was just perusing through, were you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just looking it through.
Slip that in there.
Yeah, I follow a lot of them. Yeah. What do you guys follow on Rogan and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're beneath me. You're beneath me.
But no, the Joe Coy thing is because he just hosted the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, and it was like had all your reactions.
Well, they're saying he bombed, but it's like it's an unwinnable gig.
Yeah, yeah, it's an unwinnable. Yeah, that's what I was...
Unless you're edgy like Ricky Gervais. Well, he doesn't care.
He's a truth teller. He's our prophet.
Man, he doesn't even give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit.
Dude, he wanted to get fired. Yeah. It was crazy.
He even said it. He said, oh my God.
It's almost like he has
five times.
Billions of dollars and he doesn't have to worry about ramifications.
Well, man, there's two voices speaking to you as a comedian when you're watching their joke or set. You're like, oh man, these jokes suck. And then you're also like, fuck, that'd be hard gig. Hats off to the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that, but the worst thing was when he was bombing and saying people wrote these jokes for me. The ones I wrote are funny, but the ones they wrote are not. Mm. Like, that's egregious to me.
Yeah.
Just own it. You know, you chose the jokes still. You're saying them.
Nah, fuck it. I'm throwing them in.
Really?
if it doesn't work, you just go, yeah, I didn't write that one.
Yeah. But then you look like an asshole because you're telling jokes you didn't even write.
I do that all the time. I say Mike Goldstein wrote that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Mike Goldstein wrote
but
my
ginger
pubes bit.
Those are the ones that kill in your ass.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense.
Guys, you know when you got no foreskin? No.
Yeah. And it's weird when my jokes kill in your act and you don't go, that was Mike Goldstein.
That was Mike Goldstein.
Nighty, you got to stop saying you're half Jewish, half Sri Lankan.
Yeah. That's a lot of material.
And you got a weird left-handed dick. You know what I mean?
He does it,
How does the dick do left-handed?
It turns to the left.
So veers to the left.
Yeah. Man, you know. You told me about it all the time.
Look at you pretending left-handed.
You can still grab it with either hand.
You're always saying, every time you come back from the piss, you're like, damn left-handed dick.
But a dick is ambidextrous.
I always stand on your right shoulder when you're weeing, when we wean at the urinal, just because I know you point to the left.
Right. Yeah. That's because I lean left both politically and dick-wise.
You guys.
Everyone's just slipping in their little lefty fucking prompts today, aren't they?
Oh, no, it's bullshit.
It was a thing they did in the old days. If they found out you were left-dicked, they would tie your left ball behind your leg until you became right-dicked.
No, it was like
they could tie a ball behind the leg?
How that makes sense. But it's like, all right.
It doesn't make sense. It's in joke world.
Kappa's
joke world.
I also don't like standing next to, because I've got a fourry, right? And I don't like standing next to circumcised people because their spray back off the urinal is way, it's got more oomph behind
Yours
it.
Yours is like a mud flap.
Yeah, it's kind of like a four is like a muffler.
It sort of
slows it down a bit.
Gross.
It's like,
but that's why you get dick cheese and shit.
You wash it, dickhead.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think
you give it a wash like once a week, it's fine.
Once a week?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you're really clean.
Yeah. But you're still walking around with a piss-filled foreskin for half the day before you get to washing it. It's disgusting, really.
You can do the rollback thing.
You can roll it
back, you're halfway back in your undies.
It's like having a water.
It's kind of.
It's like soft. Having a water. Hey, you can get the musket ready for when the shot's going to happen.
Yeah,
you know what
you
I mean?
Can pull it back and give it. It's kind of like like a hose. You know, like a hose, and then you put your thumb over the hose, and it goes quicker. That's like having an uncircumcised one.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, circumcised.
Circumcised.
Circumcised, yeah, because it comes out.
Yeah, but I'm not putting my finger over the fucking
Over the piss hole. It's like, I can get some serious height on this. Yeah, yeah.
How many minutes are we in, Michael?
We're not even five.
Okay, all right. We went straight to dicks.
Yeah, straight to dicks.
What else are we going to talk about?
Yeah, that's right. We got four of the biggest boys in podcasting. We got the Dream Man, Alex Keane, and then we got Serial King. But he's Forey Man himself, Mr. Ben Knight.
Serial King.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Unpack that for me. Yeah,
I was going to go Serial Foreskin King, and then I was like, oh, that doesn't work. And then I did something that didn't make sense even more.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll like it. My show next year, Serial King.
I thought he was going to say Serial Killer, but then Serial King.
I thought it was Serial Killer as well. Yeah.
Man, Serial King is a terrible name but I'm picturing the poster of some B-grade comedian that's been on TV a few times, and they're like trying to be kind of twee, and they're like, I'm a serial king. I'm a grown man that still eats Fruit Loops.
I forgot how to adult.
Yeah. They're wearing a suit but still wearing sneakers on the stage. Have a sip from a popper, like mid-set, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that kind of shit.
That's cool though, man.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm sorry. Everyone went quiet when I did this.
Yeah, why are you hating
on it? A popper's back.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how you tie a ball behind your leg, to be honest.
I don't know.
Yeah.
do people even have left-handed dicks?
Well, that's the thing.
I went weird on a weird riff, and you're trying to put logic into the left-handed dick riff.
I'm trying to deconstruct your logic there to, you know, mine comedy from it.
Everybody laughed at it.
Did they?
So just leave it at that, Michael.
All right.
I don't know. I want to see the replay on that one. I don't know if I giggled at it. I backed you up with the tying the ball behind you.
Yeah. What do you mean you backed me up? Well, you gave me a charity laugh.
No, I said, yeah.
You kind of hijacked it, really. backed you up.
Yeah.
Just took it and ran with it.
Yeah, I was like, keep going.
Essentially, just change the subject, really.
Yeah.
I notice you do that. Capra will say something and you'll support him, or I will immediately attack it and be like, what the fuck does that mean, dude? Because he said false economy about a gig the other day. And I was like, what? That doesn't mean anything.
I know. Sometimes I just let it through the keeper because I know I do a lot of stupid shit as well.
Yeah.
And so I just let a lot of them through to the keeper. I was like, I know what he was going for.
Yeah.
And I think just because I lived with Caps for so long,
right,
we maybe speak the same language.
I've been doing this podcast with him since 2018. To me, it's trying to, you know, get inside the mind of a perverted deviant and figure out what makes it tick.
But only another perverted deviant. it's like when Jodie Foster interviews Hannibal Lecter. You know what I mean? It's like, how do I find the killer? I'll get another one.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why.
Am I Buffalo Bill in that scenario?
Yeah, you're Buffalo Bill.
All right. I do tuck it back and tie it.
You do have lots of lotion.
Yeah.
I'm Hannibal?
Yeah. You're a bit more robotic, whereas I've got a bit more flair. Character dancing around.
Tuck it back and prance.
I haven't seen him in ages. Does he do the tuck back? Is that like a...
He's got a mangina. That's like the huge reveal. So Keeney, it's been established in the past he doesn't watch any films or TV.
I just checked the time to see. I was like, how long did it get before these guys start talking about a movie I haven't seen?
Yeah.
And it's not
long. You don't watch films?
I watch films.
Yeah, but you don't know Silence of the Lambs, the big mangina reveal?
No,
it's a cornerstone of, you know, all our lives.
Cinema.
Really.
Yeah.
Rubs a lotion on his
What about the mangina. What about the where she uncrossed Sharon Stone Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
That was pretty
cool. But that's a female gina. I want to see a mangina, dude. I don't want to see a woman gina.
Yeah. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Yeah, but that's the turnaround reveal of the... That's a tuck back.
Oh, yeah,
that's
a tuck back. The moose knuckle out the back.
Yeah. So you don't see the front mangina, you just see the Frankenbeans.
That did not age well, by the way. No, everyone's like,
I think it's getting better.
I mean, funny's funny, right?
Finkel is Einhorn. Come on.
Sorry, I've been listening to all the feminist podcasts like Nick Capper.
I just follow on Instagram.
My bad.
Anyway, poor old Joe Coy hung out to dry. I don't know.
I haven't watched it yet.
Maybe they should trust the comedian to come out and do the jokes and give them written stuff. But probably in this day and age, you can't afford anything to fuck up. But wouldn't you want the comedian to kind of fuck up a bit so it gets a bit of controversy?
Well, it's just, that's ratings,
you know
right?
What I mean?
It's like, someone went on and did a fine job, not too good, not too bad. So, well, that's boring.
I think there's exactly. People don't know who he is. Like, he's got, you know, legions of fans.
Yeah.
Like, but he's not at a level with Chris Rock or whoever else they asked.
Yeah.
And I think he had 10 days and then the turnaround was untested jokes. And he tried to be a little roasty and they're like, who is this cunt with the blinding white teeth and bald? Yeah. You know, like, so he was set up to fail, really.
Yeah.
But the jokes aren't great. And, you know, you're up there trying to roast Taylor Swift, who could fucking just crush you with all her power.
Yeah, exactly. Just with a stare.
Yeah.
You know, someone's that famous.
She won't even do it. The Swifties will get straight after you.
I know.
She doesn't need to. She's got an army, you know.
Yeah. Crazy army.
Yeah.
He's going to do pretty well out of that, though. He's going to do a routine about how he bombed.
Of course.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, like we were talking about at that Saltburn movie.
Yeah.
I've seen that, everyone. Just
I've seen the film.
Yeah, like.
What's that? He gets his dick out. I'm watching.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just like, I skipped to the end, actually. Yeah.
Good dancer there. Hey, Kino, we can watch Silence of the Lamb where you don't see any dick.
Yeah.
Oh, you see dicks.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Or you can see Saltburn where you see some big dicks.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm in.
It's that and Forgetting Sarah Marshall, my two favorite movies. You know, where you get the
Jason Segel. That was one of the first dicks.
Yeah, that was fuck, that rules.
Wild Things, you see Kevin Bacon's hog. Nah, we're back to dicks.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you see Kevin Bacon's dong in Wild Things?
Yeah. Like after the pool scene, the infamous pool scene,
there's
a scene where he's just coming out of the shower and it's just Kevin Bacon's giant dong.
Has he got a giant one?
Yeah.
Good hell yeah.
I think he fluffed it up. Like, if you watch it, like, he fluffed that up.
Dude, of course you're fluffing it up.
Yeah. Because you don't want to fucking hang out.
I had to do an undies scene.
Like, if you're doing a full nude scene in a world where there is very few full nude male scenes, you're prepping for the scene.
Dude, absolutely. Yeah. I fluffed it a little bit and I did a bit in Speedos.
Ah, so you...
I went to fluff it. This is in Tasmania. It's freezing, by the way.
Yeah.
Fluffed it and then gave it a good... I was like, come on. All right. Yeah. Action. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
And they waited for like someone had to go get something. I was like, 10 minutes. You can't stand in front of everyone like...
No.
Yeah.
Giving it a little flick.
Are you just thinking about something erotic though? Like, just going to be like, everyone go away. Just leave against the tree.
Yeah, I was like, Nick Kappa. I was like, come on, let's... I was wondering why
you're trying to FaceTime me all the time. Like, man, just call me on the fucking thing.
He's watching just the pilot ads where he's like jerking off.
This is a memory I blocked out. We were talking about people like with Down syndrome or something the other day.
Great pivot.
Let's get on to being horny. And I remember I was in this terrible film. We still haven't seen. We got to watch it one time. I still haven't seen it. I was in this feature film, and I remember that I was in a sex scene.
What?
Yeah. But it wasn't like I wasn't nude or anything.
Yeah.
But the woman just had to kind of. I can't remember. Hold on. With the shirt on.
Was this the short the sketch that you did?
No. Oh, that was a different one.
How many sex scenes have you done?
I don't know.
It's your rules.
No. I wasn't in that. But I was in this scene with this girl, and then it was pretty funny, but I was like scared, and she was just like basically dry humping or whatever.
Yeah.
And then years later, she messaged me on Facebook or something, and I'd just been through a breakup, and I was like, hey, this sounds weird, but do you maybe want to get a drink? And she's like, yeah, let's go on a date.
Yeah.
Wait, she proposed that? She messaged you and asked you that?
No, I messaged her.
Yeah, right.
And we were talking about the film and stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was like, look, this is weird. But let's go for a drink. And she's like, yeah, that's cool. We can go for a drink. I don't have much time. I actually care for people with disabilities. And I was like, well, just bring them along.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is sick.
Uh-huh.
And that was Kappa's first three-way.
Well, that's it. That's how you get hard, right?
Yeah. It all started with how you get hard. And Kappa's like, that's what I found out about myself that day.
Yeah.
But I asked her to leave.
Yeah. You were like, I already know that. Why do you think I contacted you?
Can you just stay at home?
Yeah. These Down syndrome, they give me up syndrome.
Yeah.
That's a boner.
Oh, God. Oh, man. And I'm trying to make the pivot here.
Finish the story. So what happened?
Look, it was great. She was such a nice girl, but it was a real nightmare. Like, this person was very...
Just one person?
I think it was very, like, we were at the cafe and they were, like, you know, eating the menu and knocking over water and like knocking over the.
No, so I'm
not exaggerating there. They were trying to eat.
That's
menu.
Your move.
Yeah. I was like, oh, before me. Fuck. Ah, God damn it.
Jesus.
I had the knife and fork ready. And yeah. It was just, you know, we're just grabbing stuff all the time. She was just grabbing stuff all the time off.
Confiscating off
the,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, okay, yes. How are you?
Yeah.
How have things been?
Yeah.
And went to the park and then, it was the same thing. I was like, fuck. But yeah, it was when we were talking about that stuff. I was like, I can't believe I blocked all of this stuff out of my mind.
So we just unlocked a memory.
Yeah, a memory of that I was in some kind of sex scene. I've got to go back and watch this movie.
Yeah.
And then I was in a, I went on a date with this girl. And she
what movie was it?
It was called Marital Problems.
Dude, did that weirdo...
Yeah, it was the weird guy.
The weird dude that directed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who wrote it? Yeah.
Who wrote it and directed it and he... Yeah.
It was fucking a weird experience.
Right.
But yeah, damn. I forgot that.
I met him on a train.
Yeah, he told me.
I was writing on a train. I was coming from somewhere and he came up to me and goes, man, are you a writer? I was like, I mean...
I am right now.
Kind of. And then he goes like, yeah, I just directed a feature film. And then I was like, oh, cool, man. And he goes, it's called Marital Problems. And I was like, awesome. And then I saw Kappa post about it. I was like, well, you got Nick Kappa starring in your feature film.
Yeah.
And that's the one you rooted in.
Yeah.
It dry humped.
It was really funny. There was this other, there was the co-star, this girl, and she was like really cool, trying to make it in acting. Just the nicest girl ever.
Yeah.
And she was like the bad guy. So she broke my heart or something.
Yeah.
And so what they had the makeup artist, but the makeup artist was, she was a nice lady, but she was heavy metal, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, the director guy goes, I want her to kind of look bad. Not look bad, mean. But look like there's a bit of an evil connotation. Yeah. And what you do, like usually if you were someone in the movie industry, what you'd do is you'd put a certain color on them or something like that or... Whatever.
Right.
But instead, she put the makeup on her.
Yeah, I know. This is dicey.
She put the makeup on her. And then he goes, no, I wanted to ramp it up. I wanted to look really evil, right?
Yeah.
And this girl was so nice. And she hopped in the car and I looked at her. And it was so hard for me not to laugh because she looked funny. Fully fucked.
What, like full goth?
Like or? Frankenstein.
Like, right.
Like dead.
Like dead.
Yeah. They made her a zombie.
They made her into a full zombie. Nice. She just looks at me and she goes, shut up. shut up.
Fuck.
Dude.
Was this Marital Problems? Yeah, was this the same movie? Same. And she's the one that dry humped you as a zombie?
No. That was a different one.
Right.
And it was just the fucking
Where can
best.
We watch that, by the way? Where's it?
Oh, man, I think I've got a link somewhere. I always wanted to get a night together.
Yeah.
And watch it.
It was filmed like, 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I never watched it. I didn't go to the premiere or anything.
So it's a full hour and a half feature.
Oh, yeah. It was... Yeah, film we should like do a screening. 3 weeks. Of it. We got to do a screening.
Yeah,
that sounds sick. Yeah,
my acting would be terrible.
It'll be like The Room. I think it could be like a counterculture.
Sure.
Iconic piece of Australian film.
And it was just like people. We're all just kind of getting through it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Like, yeah,
we kind of made great friendships, and there was a lot of talented people that worked on it.
Yeah,
but it was such a weird turnout.
Yeah,
like it was so weird.
Do you still keep in touch with that director? Because I feel bad for calling him a weirdo, but was he?
Oh, the writer guy. No.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what he does.
I'm surprised he hasn't been targeted on this podcast before.
He has.
He has.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
You got me to write something really fucking weird to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
No reply.
No reply.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's like,
terrible
out.
Reply.
Fuck.
Seen no reply?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
The funniest thing was I was a gardener, right?
Mm.
And so in the film. And so I was like, he gave me gardening gloves. And I'm like, oh, am I going to be gardening him in some of the scenes? He goes, no. And I go, well, what? Would he be wearing the gloves all the time?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. So I'm just sitting in a lounge room having these in-depth conversations wearing gardening gloves.
That rules. Just to let everyone know that you are still the gardener.
Yeah, I'm still the gardener.
Just calling on the gardener.
Just talking to this zombie woman.
How bad was his gothic makeup, by the way? Because I kind of find goth chicks hot. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else has got that. Like, I think maybe when The Matrix came out.
This one went full crow or something. Right?
Yeah, it was full crow. It was very funny.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, maybe there's a little bit. I think because I grew up on the Sunshine Coast, it was like exotic. Like if you saw a goth,
it's true.
There was only a couple of goths on the Sunshine
Coast.
Very seldom. That's how you knew they were dedicated because fucking goths on. I see goths in Melbourne, they're like, fuck off, dog. Like it's cold.
Yeah.
You see a goth. I saw a goth in Cairns once. He's like sweating.
Yeah.
I like all the tropical leather boots. Tropical goth.
The best.
Exotic as fuck, yeah.
It's so cool because you have Melbourne or Sydney or whatever where it's a bit, the weather's a bit colder or whatever, and the goths are more spread out, less extreme. But when you see goths in like Brisbane,
oh, it's crazy.
They're fucking into it.
Yeah,
or like
man,
ones in Newcastle or whatever, they're like, we are a small town, but we will do this 800%.
Yeah.
Well, they have to be, I guess. There's no way to dip your toe in the goth scene. You know what I mean? It's like you're all in or you're all out, man.
If you don't
have a fucking eyebrow ring, at least get the fuck out.
With a little bit of goth doesn't look,
No, it's not. You're just in teasing territory. Yeah. You'll just get roasted for being slightly different.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was the Matrix that I liked. Like all the leather and stuff.
Trinity. Yeah.
Do you know what actually might have been my awakening? This is my, I don't know if you guys can remember your first boner, but I distinctly remember Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman. She came out in all that leather, cracking the whip, and then she pinned Batman down and she licks his face. And I felt my willy twinge and I was like, don't know what's, don't fucking make that noise.
No, because now I know what you were thinking of when you try to fluff yourself for this fucking.
Oh, God. Take us back to Tassie.
No, but like, you don't know what, I was grade two and you don't know what your willy's for or anything, but I felt a twinge and I was like, oh, those two are connected somehow.
Yeah.
So that was my awakening. That is related to that. I didn't know what it was about, but I felt it like, whoa.
Yeah.
I felt
and
something.
And when you were trying to chub up on the set in Tasmania, you're like, has anyone got a Catwoman suit?
Yeah. That's why I have to hide the cats when he comes over to my apartment. Yeah.
Man, there was that birthday party last year where he said, every woman must come dressed as Catwoman. Fancy dress. In brackets, every woman must come as Catwoman.
Yeah. Dudes, as you were.
Yeah.
Dudes, smart casual.
Can I dress as Batman? Whatever you want. As long as your wife comes as Catwoman.
Actually, you're not invited.
Yeah.
Mom, why are you here?
I should say the premise of the pod because we're already 22 minutes in and, you know, we've covered all the important stuff, dicks, 90s, cat fetish.
Yeah. Catwoman.
Cats. He loves it when their tail pops up and you can see their rusty coin slot in the back. That's real
You said
exciting.
That way too quick, Mike.
What?
Just that fantasy. You said it real quick and you got two cats.
Oh, it's because I'm quick and I can do jokes.
You're the one with two cats here as well.
Yeah, he's just like, I love it when their tail
tail pops up, you see their
Mike
rusty
goes, I love when their tail comes up and you see their rusty toy coin slot.
So specific as well. You know when they're walking around on your pillow?
Don't try and flip this on me.
You know, you just got your socks off, you're watching the tennis.
You're the one that wants your girlfriend to shit in a litter box. Premise of the pod, we all swap phones. Spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, search history, or camera roll. No one's got draft tweets anymore, so we could do Facebook memories or the explore page on Instagram. Kino, it's good to have you back because I feel bad. The last one you did, you were driving down the freeway.
The highway incident. Yeah,
we almost died. A car was coming at us. And then we all died at a fucking...
the Bendigo gig.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to get that back up and going.
Did you?
Yeah.
That same
to
pub.
To do a trial, yeah.
No.
That was awesome.
Back to that pub.
That was great.
Is this the venue that folded? The best part is they wouldn't have you back. That's hilarious. Because that was the shittest gig, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was so good.
It was awesome.
We filmed our things the next day. And
yeah.
It was good. We shot stories out of it.
Great fun. I wanted a great story, but the gig itself. Yeah. The onstage part was...
Dude, it felt like fucking Last Stop Larimar out there.
Yeah, yeah, it was full Last Stop Larimar. Really it was Last Stop Larimar mixed with a Limp Bizkit film clip.
Yeah. One of the locals had like little nubs for fingers and he was like in our face trying to do tricks or some shit.
I love doing regional gigs, right, man. Yeah.
No,
stories that come out.
Yeah,
of
the story you're in it.
While you're in it sucks.
Yeah. We were in a weird meth den there.
It was like a time zone. It was gummo.
Some good inbreeding.
I feel like we can talk about this on the pod. The dude who bought the pub was like, I wanted to create my dream. So he was like, I wanted to buy a pub. Yeah. And then I love like games. So like time. So he had like a full part of the pub which was fully dedicated to time zone style game. Like you know, short run up fucking basketball shots. Full race car, sit in the race car and drive against the screen.
That's cool.
It was like if Brett opened a pub. Because it had like the alcoholics bit in the front.
Naked dudes everywhere.
Yeah, but
he's not here.
No. What's it, how many in? 21 minutes in? I'll just Brett, I'll send him the link. Brett, check this out. Roasted, you loser. He just moves overseas or some shit, which he probably will do. But yeah, it was a fucking wild. I loved that. It was like the Ninja Turtles Foot Clan hideout. You know, in a pub. It was so cool.
You went last. So, like, he and I saw a really dark part of it up when you were on.
I know.
We were hanging out in the games room just trying to hide from everyone, and they just wouldn't leave us alone.
Yeah, dude.
They were just coming up to us and saying the weirdest shit.
Someone offered us free drugs, and we both said it's the first time in our lives we've just turned it down flat out. We were like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Because that will keep us here forever. Yeah. We'd still be living there, I think.
100%. I think it was one of those situations where the first hit's free because the second, like, that just changes your life. Like we would just be regulars at the pub.
And it's so funny because I was kind of like doing the sober thing then. Like I wasn't drinking at all or whatever. It'd be so funny if you guys were gacked out and I'm just driving back. Just like, hey, man, yeah, remember this? Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I would have just drove into a post immediately.
Yeah.
You just got a 2-hour drive back from Bendigo with two gacked out guys. It's so good.
Meth that was sold to us as coke from Bendigo. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, why is it green?
I don't know. The high score on all the basketball games.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. We should have stayed behind and dominated, right?
Like, yeah.
It felt like The Shining, though, you know? Where you're just there forever.
His set took 3 hours to us.
Yeah.
I was like, but I don't know. Once you do those gigs, and then the next day we filmed our specials to people that knew us and mostly.
It was fucking, man.
It was like walking through a cloud or something.
It's like putting the weight vest on.
It was full weight vest.
Yeah,
it was great. But there was a couple of people from Phone Hacks who came and watched the gig. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
There was a guy who said...
Oh, there
were
some normies there. Remember we talked to them. It was a group and we were like, they're like the normal people.
And remember that, but then even the normie dude was like, yeah, I look after disabled children or something. I play this podcast to them all the time while I'm gardening or something like that.
To take him on a date as well.
I did take his students for a day. Not him.
This is weird. I'm getting chubbed up talking.
Would you dry hump me?
I got Pavlov's dick.
Yes.
All right, should we get into the phone?
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess we do Instagram Explore page or memories if it lands on draft tweets. I should just fucking delete draft tweets from the wheel and just put those things in because, fuck.
No one's doing that anymore, are they?
No. It's rare. I mean, I would still have some, but... Yeah, they're
Instagram
probably...
search history is good.
Yeah,
I put a thread up when the power was out in the Gold Coast.
Yeah,
like think of all the Teslas out there or something like that on the Gold Coast getting powered up or something on threads. I thought, fuck,
this is gonna go off.
Fucking bomb so hard, and then realized that my sister was one of those people that got her power cut out. She probably follows me on Instagram.
Threads? Threads is like the Twitter
Threads,
of Instagram,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. It rules. Get on there. Oh, man, you're missing out. You're not on there.
Nah.
Oh, dude.
I never did Twitter either.
You're a huge threadhead. You know, you love it, dude.
You're taking the piss.
Yeah, it's a ghost town.
It's a ghost.
Is it?
There's people who post like, every day. There's comics out there. Like Cashman posts on there every day. And stuff.
And it gets hits And is that linked to your Instagram?
Yeah.
No, I don't think anyone's ever said, let's go see this person. They're big on Threads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's spin the wheel. We'll hand our phones to the right. So, Cap, you'll get mine. Nighty, you'll get Capper's. I'll get Kino's eventually. All right. You ready?
All right. Let's do this.
Ready.
All right, there's the wheel. Where's the music? Ooh. So quick break from today's episode to talk about trimming them pubes.
Now, Mike, this isn't just because we are sponsored by Manscaped. I actually have a true story.
Okay.
You know me, I'm a scruffy dude. I let my stuff hang out all the time.
You're all over the place.
I never trim nothing.
Real right? slop dog.
But for my wedding, I just see the Manscaped thing. I hadn't used it in months.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And I did it. And it felt great.
Uh-huh.
Like I just got this newbound confidence. I just felt good.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, man, I was rocking a bush.
Yeah, you seem well-groomed lately, and that's all thanks to Manscaped.
Man, it is. Yeah. I wouldn't have done it if this podcast wasn't sponsored by, I would not look at it.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, no, it does help you.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. And their new product, the Handyman, I think is the one that's perfect for all your needs. Get across Manscaped and the promo code PhoneHacks20 will get you a sweet discount on the Handyman and all the other Manscaped products. Cap, you use it. You love it.
I love it. I wouldn't have tried it if the podcast didn't give it to us, but I've been trying it and I felt so great on my honeymoon. I felt so smooth like a baby. Still did not get laid, but who cares?
You didn't get laid on your honeymoon.
I'm not giving out those details.
All right. So 20% off and free shipping at Manscaped with promo code PhoneHacks20. Get into it.
Get into it.
Manscaped.com.
Get shaven. Get brazen.
All right. This is notes for me. This will be
notes.
Notes.
You've been working hard, Michael. You still grinding?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a 2023 joke ideas folder, but we're in, 2024 now, and I haven't thought of any new premises. So you'll have to dig through the 2023.
What do you do? Do you just write down premises sometimes and nothing else?
Dude, I mean, if it comes out fully formed, it's rare, but it's mainly premises and a lot of dog shit. Really? Like a ton of dog shit.
I got that.
I just put, do you use notes? You say you use notes rules.
Yeah. I mean, some people Evernote's the same shit really, but I just use the notes app.
Yeah. Me too.
The iPhone.
I use it's all linked. Sorry.
I do love this. Crocodile Dundee transphobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was on TV the other day, the old Crocodile Dundee, the original. And there's a ton of transphobia.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's always grabbing the dick of men, well, of trans women.
There's
two scenes where he goes straight for the dick, like to figure it out himself. Like, he gets quizzical.
Is this in New York or is this in...
It's in New York, yeah.
Oh, right.
Look at you knowing movies, mate.
Look at this.
Trying to interrupt you with a flex there, but I know Crocodile Dundee too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't even know what the angle is on that, but, your guy's national icon is a blatant transphobe.
Do you think enough people have seen Crocodile Dundee in the new era?
I don't know.
Kind of get the beats.
I mean, surely even Kino has seen it, right?
Yeah.
So that gives me hope. But I don't know what to do with it because, it's saying that there's blatant transphobia in that movie. If that doesn't stand out in people's memories, because all that stands out is, that's not a knife, this is a knife.
That's not a dick.
Even the cocaine scene, like that one I remembered, great. Yeah. He gets the coke addict to
sniff it out of the steamer.
Yeah. But the transphobia, you go back, you watch Ace Ventura, but when that was on the other day, I was like, holy shit, like just going straight for grabbing dicks on a trans woman. That's Ricky Gervais level.
Yeah.
Could you have like a...
It's just... Oh, finally someone's doing it.
You're telling me he's the coolest dude in the world?
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee.
There's something funny in that like you protect him. He's like, he's grabbing trans people's dicks, but he's killing crocodiles.
Yeah. So that balances out?
There's hunting crocodiles.
Bob Catalogic, that video. I want to talk about it.
Yeah. I don't know. What would the trans community do if there was a crocodile within them? He'd take it down. You know what I mean?
So I'll take it out if you let me grab your pecker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I watched that that doco, Grizzly Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's
an old doco.
Yeah, old
doco. Is that the one, the dude that goes lives with the grizzlies and then he takes his girlfriend and they eat him?
They eat him, yeah.
Apparently the audio is horrifying.
Yeah, yeah. They play it at the end.
Yeah.
Fuck. I've never heard it.
It's fucking...
Apparently there was footage of like the dude flying over, but they said don't ever show that to anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just play... And it's a Werner Herzog, so it's all like a huge metaphor, man, nature, all this bullshit, but it's straight up just about a dude who was too overly familiar with wild bears.
Yeah.
And like it's just like a countdown to him getting mauled to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, Crocodile Dundee grabbed dicks and I had to put it in my notes.
Yeah.
What a callback.
Well, that's what I thought. I was watching it. I was like, the same kind of thing was like, because that dude with the grizzly man guy, he was addicted to drugs and alcohol. And then he went on some camp and he saw the bears and he was just like, addicted to bears.
And
just like, it'd be so funny at his AA meeting and they're like, hey, whatever happened to that guy? He got out. They're like, oh, he got out? Yeah, he's sober for 12 years. But then he got eaten by a bear. Yeah. Like, oh, thank God we stayed on alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like, I'd rather be an alcoholic still or getting eaten by a bear.
I bet, totally.
That's what it takes to get out. I'm staying in.
Look out behind you there.
What's going on?
I like the idea of...
The cat just walked by. I didn't want you to chub up.
I was already hard after that grizzly bear story. There's a
imagine
story
getting
eaten
by a cat woman.
Have you heard that story of this dude that had this massive anaconda as a pet, right? Yeah. And it used to sleep in the same bed as him. And it was doing this weird thing where it would flatten out.
At
night time, it had flattened its body out.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think it's sick. So he took it to the vet.
Yeah.
And they were like, he was like, what's going on? And they say, the snake, it's a trick that they do to work out whether or not they can eat this person.
Yeah.
Or this thing.
What?
They flatten their body out to see how big.
Is that me?
Like whether they can fit you in or not.
Wow.
Yeah. So like that this dude real. Was sleeping with this and it was like, trying to work out whether it could eat.
That's unreal.
That's awesome. So never make. I don't understand because snakes aren't emotional.
It's crazy,
cool. Oh yeah, this guy's like, oh yeah, build up a friendship with a snake. Everyone told me not to get a snake, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping next to the snake, and they're like, nah, man. The snake just wants to eat you.
Yeah, it's
that's why it's hanging
so
out with
stupid.
You.
So stupid. Yeah.
Anyway,
if a woman looked at us for. Which one would they assume owned snakes? This is a good question.
Oh, probably. Well, Kino's bald and he's got tattoos.
Yeah.
He definitely looks like a snake owner.
He started pointing fingers straight away.
I thought 90 first because he's like, you know, Sunny Coast hippie. He's got a bit of hippie in him and he seems like he'd have animals live in his house.
Yeah, but hippie's not reptile licensed.
No, hippie's not reptile, no. Nah.
Not reptile licensed. I don't know.
And then I pointed to Kappa for the obvious.
Yeah. I would have snakes.
Yeah.
But then I'm a like a future thinking wild man.
Yeah.
So
you'd
know what I mean? I don't want to take care of the snake or whatever.
You'd have a possum or something, like a wild possum in your house that you like.
Maybe a wild possum.
Had diarrhea.
No, I don't think of. Why is it going to have diarrhea?
I don't know.
When I go to a pet shop and go, hey, can I get a possum? And because I'm Nick Cap, I'd like it with diarrhea, thanks.
Send me a trip to the chemist.
Yeah, the pet shop owner would go, oh, is this a Mike Goldstein fantasy?
What a fantasy. I just picture you owning a possum that always has diarrhea. That seems like your pet, you know.
A diarrhea possum.
I would be never dumb enough to own a pet.
I just had a thought. You know how wombat...
wombats
have like
cubes.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there's ever like a... You know, dudes come out there like, hey, wombat's poos are cubed.
Yeah.
And then they take everyone out there and they're like waiting for him to do a poo. the wombat has diarrhea. And he's like, ah, fuck. trust me,
usually, man.
Yeah. All the wombat's like, I promise I can do square.
He goes back at night and he's trying to cube it.
He brings an ice tray so he can squeeze it.
It's just funny to be a wombat going like, guys, I've got a sick trick. Watch this. Ah, fuck.
Sorry, I had India last night. That's my bad, actually.
Yeah.
There's only one more here I'd like to point out. No AI. LF or UILF.
I think this came out of a conversation with Nighty where we're, you know, just saying there's MILFs, but there's no aunties I'd like to fuck or uncles I'd like to fuck.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe there's a premise there, but, you know, an uncle I like to fuck is problematic because most of them would like to fuck you.
Yeah,
in my experience.
Wait, are you saying like that? It's from the direct perspective, like your own auntie or uncle, or are you saying like I saw Goldstein's auntie the other day?
Yeah,
would fuck.
Well, I think because aunties usually, if the quintessential auntie, you picture like a spinster that, you know, is like in her 60s and just owns a bunch of cats, whatever.
Yeah.
Right, and then uncle, it's like has creepy pedophile connotations.
Totally.
Whereas like, you know, MILF, we've all accepted it, you know, like since Stifler's mom or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no, you would never go, fuck, that's a auntie I'd like to fuck, you know. Mm. So yeah, even like I've seen it extended to gilfs, you know, some grandmas.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's aunties and uncles.
It's funny how like
I've seen it extended.
You've watched the gilf stuff
every now and then.
I've seen it find its way into my search history.
Gothic grandmas.
It's funny when
people
are a bit older, they become in the realm of possibility. Just like when you watch the tennis, right?
Yeah.
You've probably gone through this.
Yeah.
There's some tennis player and you're like, oh, wow, she's hot, but she's like 20. Absolutely, you know, too young. But then you see the mum and you're like, fucking mum's still hot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. But when you're younger, you'd be like, oh, who cares?
Oh, dude.
Like, well, old.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're like, I'm 40. The mum's in the realm of possibility.
I don't know if like Pornhub is able to do the targeted advertising, but you know, you get those ones before the clip starts and it's like, are you tired of being alone? And then it throws you a bunch of just like old busted up women.
These women
are in your area. And you're like, fuck you, Pornhub. Like, I can do better than that. I'm not even alone and I'm watching Pornhub. Gotcha. all right, so that was the
I'm
notes.
In a cubicle in a library. I'm seeing all that. What the hell
unless
is going
one
on?
Of those, unless there's one of those grandmas in this library, I'm not interested, okay?
Yeah.
What do you think? What kind of loser am I? I'm on the Starbucks Wi-Fi here.
All right, so Nighty and Capper's phone. Let's have a look.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm looking at Capper's phone.
Oh, yeah.
In Capper's phone, Nighty is looking at... Well, so that's draft tweet. So, Cap, we could do Facebook memories or Instagram explore page or both.
What would you like to look at, Nighty?
Yeah, do Facebook memories.
Oh, okay.
How do you look up Facebook memories? Is it like
just in the if you go to your Facebook and then click on the menu and just scroll down, it should pop up.
All right.
I'm under groups in mine at least.
Hang on. Memories. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Memories. Sold out show. All right, mate. Sold out show, front row, keen for some wicked comedy.
Oh, yeah. That's Jamie, the guy who helped us
in Bendigo.
In Bendigo. So, yeah, that's pretty funny. That's when we kind of weren't friends, which was kind of cool. He said, wicked comedy, Kappa, my favorite comedian. But he probably doesn't kind of, you know, do that anymore because he goes, my friend. You know when you become friends with somebody?
Yeah.
And
then all of a sudden they're like, hey, this comedian's good. And you go, oh, yeah, I've been replaced now.
Yeah.
You know, we're friends. I'm no longer your favorite comedian.
Yeah.
And I fully respect that. What else we got here?
How long is 6 years? A Crab Lab poster with a moustache-less Mike Goldstein. Ooh. Is that a puppy dog? Cuddling a puppy dog?
Oh, that's the old... I think Twitter profile photo.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And Kappa in a pilot uniform with no shirt underneath.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that was from a YouTube thing I did. Oh, wow, that's a crazy lineup.
That was a good lineup. Mike Goldstein, Reese Nicholson, Geraldine Hickey, Nick Kappa.
All the gays.
Wardo, Blake Freeman, Michael Williams, ATB. Bought this coconut. He's got a bought this coconut off the craziest man ever. He laughed to himself and breathed heavy as he hacked away at it with a machete.
Oh, yeah, that was when I was in India.
Hashtag backwaters.
Yeah, yeah. I went to India, and I can't remember that guy, but, yeah, I do remember buying a coconut, and he was, like, going, just hacking away like a psycho.
Oh, to open it for you.
Yeah. It was awesome.
So is there a picture of this dude?
Yeah, there's a picture of me. Oh, no, just a picture of me drinking the coconut.
Not the dude.
With sunglasses.
That's cool.
All right.
Yes. Went on a crazy trip to India a while back for a friend's wedding.
Sideburns like this.
So you'll happily go to India for a friend's wedding, is what you're saying.
Oh.
Well, it's cheaper over there. It's not like the fucking paying 10 grand to go to the Gold Coast.
Well, you know, there's not. Well, I was going to say there's not a ton of Australians in Hawaii, but there is.
Yeah.
Because they can afford it. They're not fucking broke losers.
Can I ask, what's this Ming Ming genius?
Just at him.
Ming Ming genius.
Oh, I used to do this kind of song called Sergeant Ming Ming, and it just went way too long.
Oh, this was it.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, it wasn't racial. No,
it sounds racial.
I mean,
what does Ming Ming sing? do the song.
I was like, come say hello to Sergeant Ming Ming. And then would get someone else on stage and I would get them to say hello.
Now do the accent.
And I would go, come say hello to Sergeant Ming Ming. I wouldn't do the I didn't do an accent. Yeah. The funniest thing was it didn't have an accent. So people were waiting for me to do it.
Yeah.
And I just didn't do it. And the song went for way too long.
So the bit is you get someone on stage to say hello and they would go, hi, Sergeant Ming Ming. And then you would say,
hello, come say hello to Sergeant Ming Ming.
But they
come say hello to Sergeant Ming. And then they go, hello. And you just be like, come say hello.
I mean, this sounds a little.
Yeah, and it went for way too long. Uh-huh. Yeah. One time I got Mooney.
There's
to,
no racism.
No, there's no. Well, one time I got Mooney up on stage at Crab Lab. And I did it to him, and I was very scared because he was like big comic.
Yeah.
And it was really funny.
Crushed.
Yeah. And he was like, "What the fuck is this?"
You commented underneath this. It says hilarious.
Oh, what, dude? No, it doesn't say that, dude. Yeah,
come say hello.
God, you guys really set me up to fail here. I wrote all those comments,
uh-huh.
And I'm wearing the hat.
Yeah.
That was got some all right stuff there.
Yeah, you know, pilot outfit, the coconut. You went to India. Yeah.
You also took a selfie on a train, but I didn't. You said 24 hours on a train, and there was a selfie of you.
Oh, that was in India as well.
Yeah, right.
Because you're just on those trains forever.
Yeah.
24
yeah.
hours is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do they have squat toilets on that? On the train?
No. Oh, they might.
Because I did a train in Thailand and it was like a squat toilet. Like literally you could see the tracks going underneath.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a toilet, it's just a hole.
Yeah. Right. Basically. I mean, what is a toilet if we want to get philosophic? Yeah. Anyway, and you had to hold onto the bar and this thing was hammering and it was like going over mountains and shit.
Yeah.
You had to hold onto the bar like it was like bull riding whilst taking a shit.
Man, it's nothing better than hanging out the side. I just put some music on and just hang out the side
of the train.
You can hang out the side.
Oh, I got some wild shit. I deleted Twitter the other day because my Twitter was just getting full of like morbid shit, like dudes getting electrocuted, like Indian guys
hanging out
the side and just getting fucking wiped out.
Oh, man, it was full like Bart in The Simpsons when he's hanging outside of the monorail. Like you're like, woohoo, I'm king of the wind. And then just like a pole like
coming
out and go right swing in because there was a pole coming right at you.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah.
Fuck.
There's guys and they bring food and chai, tea, or they're always walking up and down like chai. And after like three days,
there's the accent, baby.
So how they say it?
Chai.
So, say hello to Sergeant Ranatunga.
I knew it was in there.
That was Mike talking. He said chai every time because he's brown.
I am half.
And but there's these guys and they sell stuff. And one time, like after 3 days of being on these things, my mate and I were on the train. And I was like, hey, man, do you have any beers? Like, can we get beers in the train? And he goes, no, we can't have beers on the train. I'm like, why not? And he goes, people get raped. And then just walked away.
Damn.
So fucked.
Fucking hell.
It was just like, my friend, he just said it so matter of fact. Yeah. And my mate and I were just like, fucking just, we didn't say anything for the next like 3
This
hours.
Is in India.
Yeah. Because they just have, you know, a lot of domestic abuse and stuff on the trains because they just all get fucked up.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck, what a.
Yeah.
Like we're just sitting on this train, just loving it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bloke just says it with such a blank stare. Just fucking walked away. Yeah,
makes you think, you're like, oh, if there was alcohol on there, there'd be some raping on here. Is it like, you know
that's
what I mean?
What he's
like, yeah, obviously, but it's just like, oh, on this train that I'm enjoying now.
Just give it
a few beers.
Like it was like a community, like we had all these families around.
Yeah.
They're all saying hello to us. We're just like, fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
All right, from Rape Train to 90s Phone, looking at 90, you'll hand it over to Kino, and Kino will be looking at, looks like camera roll in 90s Phone.
Ooh. This will be actually, good. Maybe don't go too far back.
Ooh.
No. See some
hello.
Titties.
He hasn't cleaned it up. It's going to be what? A lot of cutesy relationship stuff.
Grow up, Mike.
That's what you have. Yeah.
Yep. Some that's Catwoman. Pretty much all it is.
Oh,
we've got,
there is a photo of Andy there that I took this morning, and I look like the biggest creep.
At the gym.
I was taking a photo of her, but they didn't know that she was my girlfriend. So it was just me standing behind Andy taking photos because she wanted to check her back muscles. And I was like, so I took a photo.
And they're great. This looks like a video of like an aerobics type situation, like two videos, one a 20-second and one a 10-second of like two, like a woman who looks about 40 and one who looks north of 65.
Guess a look.
And there's two videos.
Oh, dude, that was so funny. I was going to send it to, we were talking about your mate that did Danos. What's he?
Danos, he does advertorials on Channel.
Yeah. It was just, we were sitting down watching.
Oh, it's an infomercial.
It's an infomercial, and it's these two old gilfs, if you will.
Oh, they're both.
That leg thing where you bring your legs in.
Like you're standing
on a machine and you bring your legs in and out, kind of like star jumps, but it's on like a pivot thing. It was these two old chicks just doing that, and how they were talking was just hilarious.
Yeah.
And I just videoed it. I was going to send it to Mike because I think your mate
was off to
the side. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Probably.
Man, I love it. I just love, you know, we're not going to, you know, your friend who works on the infomercial things.
Yeah.
But I just love it when he's got to sell something that he does not want to sell. He's just like, you see his eyes glaze over.
It's like
in that Louis Theroux thing where the bloke isn't gay but does gay porn.
Yeah.
And at the end of, after he films the scene, he walks out and he's like, yeah, I'm finished. And he goes, but I get $700.
Jesus.
And a free ski trip, and his eyes are just glazed
over. Dude. That was one of the funniest episodes. They talk about how they put two straight dudes together sometimes. They're like, we don't like doing it, but sometimes we put two straight dudes together.
Gay for pay.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Is it?
Yeah.
In the biz.
In the biz, dude. The biz. You know gay for pay.
I'm surprised how well you know it.
He said that really quick as well.
Yeah.
I love my cat's little asshole. Gay for pay, that's what you mean, gay for pay.
No, dude, I'm straight for mates and I'm gay for pay.
Straight for mates. Gay for pay.
So fast.
Yeah.
So quick on the draw.
There's also a photo, Nighty, of your, like a real close-up of your eyebrows. Looks like maybe you just trimmed your eyebrow.
Yeah. Andy started giving me shit because my dad's got hectic eyebrows, and we always tease him about it. You know when people start getting old, the eyebrows start going fucking wild.
Yeah, mine go a bit chairman now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the accent. Yeah.
Say hello to Chairman Mao.
My eyebrows, they're really long. My eyebrows are getting hectic, and so Andy pulled one out and she chopped it off. And I've sent that photo to Dad. Said, it's happening.
You see that on old dudes, like, but it's like, have they not looked in a mirror in weeks? Because you see the ear hair.
Oh, the ear hair is wild.
It's like a fucking porcupine.
How
do you let it just pluck that shit as it appears, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dude that's just
given up
and a wife that's just let go. She's like, all right.
Oh.
Because sometimes the ear ones are hard. Like, I can feel a couple of little ear ones coming.
Yeah. Mm. They're satisfying.
Yeah. But yeah.
They're so satisfying.
Yeah. I got one of those machines, though. You know those little. Yeah. those little that you put up your nose.
Yeah, and grind in there.
Yeah.
Little circular one.
But my.
Just your nose.
My uncle's.
You do an asshole with that thing?
Yeah.
No, just my cat's asshole, man. I want to look it fresh for when Mike comes around.
You want to keep that rusty coin slot nice and sweet.
But my uncle's a very clean man, very organized and stuff. He looks great for his age. For some reason, neglected nose hair. I'm like, do you know it's like hanging out?
Yeah, right. Crazy.
And I'm like, brother,
has he got a moustache?
That's the one that's right in front of you too. Like, ear, maybe you have an issue with seeing around the side, but it's like, brother,
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know?
But even not even out of the nostril, you see like tip of the nose sprouts.
Oh,
it's fucking hectic.
My auntie's starting to get some wild ones, man. I've got two aunties that are nuns, and I don't know what it is about Christianity, but they're starting to sprout some goatee hairs.
Auntie, I wouldn't like to fuck.
I mean,
you'd be the first.
You haven't met her, Michael.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're starting to get some. I mean, Italian heritage, I don't know if that's got anything to do with it.
Oh,
but
like 100%.
Sick, you know, it chin hair.
Yeah.
Some wild ones coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of good having. We're not filming this podcast, but it has been good filming the podcast.
Yeah.
Because you do start thinking about it.
Your vanity.
I've never thought about it before. Yeah. But I'm like, okay, look, this does have to be. If you do have fucking heaps of nose hair and stuff, it will ruin the whole video.
Yeah.
Like for an hour. Like, would that guy fucking just move the fucking nose hair, you know?
I mean, it'll ruin your interpretation of the video.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But most people probably wouldn't know. I can't imagine you have like an afro, like a Guy Sebastian afro coming out of your nostrils.
No. But, you know, I did not think about that stuff before.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, you don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Before Caitlin.
Yeah, no.
No, before video in the podcast.
Yeah, before video in the podcast.
Which is funnier.
That's also, like, not to talk about Louis Theroux again, but there is that one, that Wild Weekends episode where he goes to the and sees about the male order brides. Mm. And for some reason, he's wearing this mesh T-shirt the whole time, like this weird mesh.
Louis singlet. Is?
Yeah, Louis Theroux.
That's funny.
Really? It's like almost see-through. And it fucking annoyed me the whole documentary.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is he wearing this shirt?
Yeah.
Is he that hot?
I mean, he's in Thailand, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
I watched a Ladyboys doco the other day. It was on Amazon.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, Ladyboys 2. It's all fat British dudes that go over there.
Yeah.
Right.
This guy's in the Louis Theroux episode as well.
Fat British dudes that just go to Thailand and get that. Yeah.
And he's like this full guy who probably would be quite homophobic and, you know, like he's a full British dude. And he goes, yeah, but the thing is, right, if you're having sex with a woman, you don't know if they're enjoying it or not. But if you're having sex with a man and you reach around and you're like, oh yeah, they're really enjoying this.
Jesus, you know what I mean?
It's like, it's like logical sex. Like, I don't want anything to be to the imagination or you know what I mean? I don't want to try hard with anything. I just want to know that they're hard and they're enjoying it as well.
Also, like, if you're having sex with a woman, you're not sure if she's enjoying it, she's not.
All right. Keno always gets some gushing.
Yeah. Just from that dude's perspective.
The fountain maker himself.
Squirt Machine 9000. We used to call him back on the sunshine.
If anyone's going to know, it's Swordsman Keno. Yeah. Let me tell you boys in relationships how it is, all right?
All right. Keen's phone. The squirt master himself. Okay. Let's see.
Well, it's
a real squirtle.
It is search history. All right.
I feel like.
What? Is it going to be? There's either.
I browse on private.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I will not get bogged down in that.
Fuck. Well, that speaks volumes. About
I think that is.
That's like the dudes that push sticky tape over the fucking camera on their laptop.
Yeah.
Well, you don't do that.
I did for a month because someone told me that they were gonna, like, they can take all your footage and shit like that. Like, they're constantly recording. So I was like, and then I was like, well,
what are you gonna see?
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no
search history.
It's always incognito mode.
Yeah, that's how the browser sits. I mean, you can go through my Google history if you want.
Right.
Some tabs open.
Yeah, well, let's see what's in the tabs there. Unless, just give me camera roll otherwise.
Do you want camera roll? Yeah, take camera roll.
We'll do that.
Give me two notes. You be the pick.
Nah, camera roll.
Let's do all three. Instagram. Yeah. So she's Instagram as well. Yeah. I reckon there's some.
You boys would love my Instagram. Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
Are there any ex-girlfriends searched in there?
Not lately. No, I don't think so.
There's a Joe Rogan screenshot where it's like some fucked up dinosaur dog combination.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that?
Look at the red circle around.
The red circle is someone commented, the universe is 6,000 years old and evolution is a lie from the devil.
It's a dude who we all know. Oh, you would definitely know. You know the dude. He's recent born-again Christian.
Yeah, he's big on TikTok or something.
Yeah, that's him. I just found it funny. I still follow Rogan from, you know, the olden days.
Yeah.
And I just still have him just to keep in touch. I'm not a Rogan guy, but I just like to keep in touch with what Joe's posting.
Did you jump on board with the whole ivermectin thing?
No. I was into Rogan way back when it was just interviewing comedians.
I think he jumped
on
board.
For real, that dude, is he taking the piss? Is that a bit?
I don't know. I just screenshotted it because I thought it was funny and sent it to someone else and was like, do you reckon I asked that same question? Because he's a born-again Christian as of like 9 months ago.
Hold on.
Is this a character or is he fully?
No, he is really from his account commenting evolution is a lie.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So it had some contextual layers to it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck.
So this
awesome.
Guy is now cooler in your estimation?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's.
My cousin found Jesus and Avon in the same month. Swear
really?
To God,
so,
yeah.
So what, pyramids?
I don't know which one's which.
You've gone
worse.
Two pyramids there. Yeah.
I wrote it down.
Most gullible human being in the world.
I wrote it down because it's so funny. I caught up with her and she fully found Jesus. She got dunked and did all the what do you call it?
Baptized.
Yeah.
And then, it's flogging Avon. Yeah. Like nobody's business.
Man, you
go to a house, she's got like the abdominizer, like exercise equipment. She's got like the Chuck Norris fucking.
Can someone tell Kappa what Avon is?
She's like, have you heard of Mario coin? It's this new Bitcoin with the Mario Brothers on it. I bought 8,000. Yeah. Also, if you want, you can stay my timeshare anytime. Yeah. I got a timeshare.
I got a timeshare
in Ballarat.
There's more shaming of, you know, people of faith. You took a screenshot of a license plate that says faithful.
Yeah, I have a collection of personalized plates in a folder in my phone.
All right.
Go to that. It's enjoyable one.
Well, this one, like, because they have the number 8.
Faithful.
It's faithful.
Yeah.
So they fucked that up.
Yeah, no, they've, I guess the full faithful one with all letter as opposed to
number. They removed
the
AI.
Yeah.
Because it's coming for us all.
Well, nice. Of course, religious people would think that.
Yeah,
well done,
man.
Yeah, well done.
I really want to talk
I'm
about
very
that
quick,
as well.
Dude. That's why I got gay for pay and the rusty coin slot.
Yeah,
it's, it's nothing to do with my deep-seated desire.
We'll see your history, pal.
And then this looks like one of those, like, goop, like what Gwyneth Paltrow's type.
Yes,
things.
Yeah. My
a
friend of mine, Molly, she was like, she has beautiful skin. I was like, Molly, what's up with your skin? It's just glowing. And she was like, I take this serum. And she was like, and I'm like religious about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, great. Bought some. And then like the marketing stuff that they sent with it was just like, it's so culty.
Yeah.
So it's
really?
It's there's like five like hot Byron Bay girls like all hugged up against each other.
Sick.
Wearing like virginal white.
Yeah. It's in a creek. They're standing in the middle of a creek but in a sandbank. And then there's like six hands that are all holding the bottle of the serum.
Yeah.
And, and I just sent it to her. I was like, this is a cult. And she's like, it's not a cult. I just love it. And I was like, you've got me into a cult. So I sent her those photos just to prove to her that it was
snail mucin. Was it snail mucin? Because that's what my girlfriend Andy, she fucking flogs that stuff. Like
Andy has great skin.
She does have great skin. Yeah. So
this is just lime juice. This is literally it's blue and lime.
Yeah. So I guess you meant to say it bloom.
I think it's bloom, but
they spell the B L U E M.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's fucking forced as well.
Yeah. It's a Byron Bay thing. I bought one bottle and then I took those photos to roast her to be like,
it's a cult.
Yeah, you're in a cult.
Hippie chicks get me too, man. Hippie chicks, I don't know if it's leftover from Sunny Coast. I get.
Oh, you like dreads?
Well, I think it's just because like Woodford Folk Festival when they wear like, or like Burning Man where they wear like weird sort of hippie shit.
You want like an Urban Outfitters kit, do you?
Nah, just like, I think it's, yeah, I don't know. Hippie chicks.
What do you mean? Like a white chick with dreadies? Do you draw the line there?
No.
You don't draw the line there?
Yeah. I don't draw the line anywhere.
There's no line. Yeah, right. Okay. Found out about the cat, sorry.
Gay for pay, bro. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have any hacks pre-planned. Cap, you probably have nothing as well.
No. This took me by surprise, this one.
Well, I mean, there's a couple images that, you know, we could get
one idea. Okay. I did have an idea because there's three of us or something like that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'd like to hear this.
Because, like, we know Eddie who books Bodrigi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're booking Rochi.
I am.
Rochi Comedy. I was thinking maybe you could write a text that maybe, and then Nighty could write one as well to someone going, hey, should I book Kappa after his big rant that he went on? Like, and we start a rumor that either Mike or I went on some racist rant at some comedy night, like lost our shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
At what is it? Lido the other night, Mike went off at this Chinese person.
All right. Can we make this capper? Because I have a career to be.
It's not a public thing.
Well, Eddie wants to gossip.
Eddie's too close. He'll just know straight away.
Will he?
So, I don't reckon
he
will.
I'm
playing disc golf with Eddie on Friday. I'll say some shit as well. See how long we can get it going for.
Eddie's the kind of guy who makes a phone call though. So if I text him that being like, I'm thinking about Kappa's hounding me for a spot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about putting him on, but I'm just a bit concerned about the rant. He'll just ring me and be like, what's the fucking rant? Tell me, I'm left out of the goss.
Dude, make him. I don't think he'll work it out.
I text him that now, he will call before this podcast ends.
Yeah, I know. But if you just say, look, I saw it, I can't send it to anyone. Maybe Ben's got it on his phone. He was the one filming it.
Eddie's too close because he's just like, shut up and tell me what happened. Yeah. Why don't you just tell me what happened?
Let's
do someone with a bit more distance.
You could say,
Kappa doesn't want. Well, just say,
Just Serlo.
What about
Serlo
Goldstein? Goldstein, gay for pay. True?
Oh, yeah. Have you heard?
Yeah. I think a bit more genuine. Like, what's up with the Goldstein gay for pay thing? Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
How do you think he got onto the 100?
Gay for a long pay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was gay for free, but okay.
Handy for Andy.
Yeah.
A little handy for Andy.
This was, otherwise, there's a couple images here that you could just text to a random. People keep sending us this, either to the Phone Hacks group. Or I've gotten various versions.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Jabba the Hutt, with a big
Jabba the Hutt with a big ass.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, you would say what? More like Jabba the Slut or, this is a...
As a post or a text to someone?
I think a text maybe to a random. There's that. But then this one's too funny. It's the Grussy, which is the Grinch turned into a fleshlight.
that's really funny.
That's just good comedy. That's all that is.
And it says two sizes too small.
Is that real?
Yeah. I'll get you a Grussy.
You got a link?
Yeah.
Can we link in bio?
The Grussy. Yeah. Man, the Photoshop, the artwork on that is beautiful. Someone spent way too much time on it.
On the Grussy?
And I love it. I'm fully in there.
Yeah. The two sizes too small and it does have a tiny little hole.
Do you reckon like if the Grussy was real?
Yeah.
Like the trademark people would have to call them and go, hey, you haven't asked for this, or they just don't bother. They're just like, look, we're not going to.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Seuss is going to let that slide.
Want any money from this.
No.
We're just going to let you slide. Yeah. Like, this is too beautiful.
And it's not.
Yeah.
The world needed to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not in keeping with the Grinch ethos because that would make Christmas better, really.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Trip to my parents' house with one of those? Yes, please.
There's the options there. Or we just, you know, you could just text Eddie and say, Mike G, gay for pay. Have you heard this?
I want to send the text. I just wanted to go further than Eddie because Eddie won't spread. He'll just.
Have you heard this Mike G, gay for pay story?
Yeah. Let's just see how he responds.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Huey would probably pick it up.
Yeah.
damn it.
All right.
Anyway, well, Huey had sniffed it out straight away.
Yeah.
I don't know if I sent it to him. I feel like if I sent it to him, he might take it a little bit more seriously.
Yeah.
If you send it and then if he asks, if he ever asks me.
Yeah.
Or I can even say something, dude, have you heard about
Kappas?
Yeah,
ignore his calls and then just see how he responds.
Is this Eddie or Huey?
I reckon Huey. If you do, hey, I'm thinking about booking Kappa, but I don't know if you've heard about the rant and just put it in exclamation comments.
And then if he does follow, just go, I don't want to give details, but just say ... Kramer.
Have
you heard about this racist rant?
Can you say 90s, 90s got the video on his phone? Huey will get straight onto it. Like he'll be person that loves a fucking a little chat. Dude, when I got my hair transplant, apparently it was so funny. I was like, all right, how do I get this out to the most people? Mm. I was like, do I do a post? I was like, no, I'll tell Huey.
Oh, man, it was everywhere.
And apparently Joey Green said, man, he came into the where was it, Comedy Republic, and goes, guys, I've got a story for you.
Fuck. Well, all right. Send those texts and then another successful episode. Nighty, what do you got to plug?
Your besides cat's arsehole.
Your hair.
No, besides your hair. Damn, it was funnier and more hurtful.
What if the arsehole was wearing a Catwoman suit? Now you're going.
There you go.
Now, the true comedy king comes in. Fucking asshole. I was on your side the whole day. The whole day I was on your side against Mike.
Yeah. I didn't know we were doing teams. You don't didn't know about
it's
these
just
teams.
Like pickleball, bro.
If this was a pickleball game, it would be wildly lopsided.
Actually, hold on. We got through the whole show without talking about Mike. What happened at pickleball, bud?
I had Kappa as a partner and it all fell apart.
Really.
No, he was fine. It was good. It's just, you know.
Huey's straight onto this, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
He knew that was a hack straight away.
Did you say, I've got the video? Yeah.
No.
He said, no, what's this about? Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
New message. I haven't heard anything about it. Ha ha ha. New message at a gig. Question mark.
Oh, so he's not calling it out.
Did you say 90's got the video?
Yeah.
Because I reckon I'll get a message.
How did you phrase the initial message?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was going to proof this, but then we got sidetracked. Mate, what's the go with the whole Kappa rant? Apparently 90's got the video. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Let's just say Kramer.
Let's just say a full Kramer.
Apparently
full Kramer rant.
How long was that until the message came back?
Dude, it was fucking a minute.
Apparently, he Phil Kramer an emoji phone. With like the jaws, like, ey.
Yeah.
Apparently, Phil Kramer.
We'll talk about pickleball in the next one, but no, it was close matches. Me and Kappa versus Nighty and Kappa's partner. And we'll delve into it on the bonus episodes. We got Patreon, it's cooking. Yeah. The big December bonus episode went up. Kind of late, but we'll have tons of January content coming.
Tons of January content.
Very soon. And we'll be back on the video, I don't know, at some point. I don't, people aren't really fucking screaming out for him, but we'll get back into the studio. Nighty, nothing to plug?
I do have things to plug. Sorry, I've got a short film coming out and my comedy special will be coming out in a little bit.
Oh, great. What's the short film?
The short film is, it's just a parent-teacher interview that turns into a massive fight scene.
Kappa has marital problems too. The sequel.
Actually, I should say, I got a lot of stuff on YouTube at the moment. I'm putting a lot of gigs up there. It's fun. So get onto that.
Kino, anything?
Got the festival show coming up a little while away now, but 27th of March till sometime in April, I think the 10th.
Yeah.
At the Cooper's Inn.
Great.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. What's that called?
It's called Hostel California.
Nice.
How old is too old to stay at a hostel is the premise after traveling a hostel and realizing I am too old to stay in a hostel.
Great.
Yeah.
Good premise.
Yeah. We're working on it today.
We were.
It was fun.
Yeah, it sounds really funny. It sounds real good.
Really good. And that's great.
That's it.
We do have to get a sign off one day.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. We had one figured out at some point. I mean, what could you do off Ring-a-Ding-Ding? You had the kings or...
Ring-a-Ding-Ding, you've had the kings?
Yeah. I mean, fuck, we're 6 years in.
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, we'll just fucking
maybe that could be
out.
It. Who cares? Shut up.
It's a little too cool.
Who cares? Ring-a-ding-dong.
Yeah, it's a bit Ricky Gervais for me.
Yeah, a bit Ricky Gervais. Who cares? Also, LGBTQI, get fucked. And if you're into Jesus, get fucked. If you like religion, get fucked.
Actually, I do love that guy, by the way.
This
I
will is the just rant. Say that.
Yeah.
You could have filmed that.
Yeah. Film that.
Sure, by the way, he is absolutely back on the text. He's asking about what gig. You're a matter of moments. Oh, I'll leave him on red.
Did you guys think I was doing a character?
Nah. That was your real thoughts.
Yeah.
And then we got solo shows coming up for all the festivals. Just get across our socials and you'll see all the promo there. Is that it?
That's it.
Social media. Ooh. I'm getting TikTok.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's
maybe.
There's a big announcement.
Have you guys got TikTok?
Yeah, it's pretty dormant.
Is it?
Yeah. It sucks. Maybe I won't get it. It's TikTok. Fucking hard.
Maybe I won't get it.
All right. Find us on TikTok. See ya, buddy.
Bye.
Social hacks.